the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. There's a lot that's different. Just about everything is different with the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix. They finished at the bottom of the table, 10-18 last season. No Mitch Creek for the first time since the club were formed. Mike Kelly gets essentially a whole new roster to try and mould back into a team that can contend for a title after they came pretty close on a couple of occasions. You go back to 2021, the semi-final series against Melbourne United. They had their chances in Game 3. They haven't been as close since. Matt McQuaid, the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, based on what I saw in that incredible preseason game a week ago against Melbourne United, they are capable, and a team with Angus Glover, and we now know that Nathan Sobey will be co-captaining along with Geordie Hunter. They're certainly going to have the grit, and I don't think they're going to be lacking for effort or determination. But what do you think as far as putting this new team together, which is what Mike Kelly's going to have to do, are they going to be able to be a side that, come February, sitting around a playing spot? Is it too much to ask for this new team to come together and click pretty quickly? Because they're going to have to be on the hop, because it's a rough start to the season for them. They've got the Perth Wildcats at Hoops Fest, and then they've got a throwdown the following week.
It's a brutal start to the season for what is essentially a brand new team, because you mentioned Mitch Creek, and you kind of equate him to what Jack McVeigh meant to the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. Well, that was Mitch Creek for the Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, and clearly losing someone of that caliber, that stature, that much of a locker room guy as he was, is a huge loss. And also Alan Williams, who was so great, for the league when he was here, and that's an NBA level big man. Again, a guy that you typically don't see out here, or you haven't in previous years. So those two guys departing, leaves significant holes. But I really like how they've recruited, particularly in the backcourt. I mean, Derek Walton Jr., NBL 23 Grand Final Series Most Valuable Player, was absolutely spectacular in that series against New Zealand. Having him as your floor leader. And then you bring in Nathan Sobey. Now, Nathan Sobey can be a polarizing figure. Certainly has been for me. I love his game, but I've always thought he's been played out of position, and I've said this a million times. He's been played as a point guard for too many years. It's never worked. His teams haven't been successful. Yes, he can create. Yes, he can facilitate, but I don't want him doing that primarily. I want him as a finisher on the break. I want him picking and popping from three-point range. I want him being aggressive all over the floor. He's got that a lot of Russell Westbrook about him. I know I've thrown that out quite a bit, and it's how you use him that's the most important thing. And if you give him a role, I think like this, alongside an absolute gun playmaker in Derek Walton Jr., then that backcourt has the potential to be something special. So that's a positive. I also like bringing in an Angus Glover and a Geordie Hunter. I think Angus Glover, for me, well, we all know the story. I went through it a little bit last week. Was treated horrendously by the Sydney Kings' previous coach. Was benched for very silly reasons. And then, we were told that he was benched because of matchups. When the team's winning, blowing out the Phoenix by 55, one of the biggest win in Sydney Kings history, he can't get on the court. And he can't get in the court because of matchups. I mean, give me a break. Talk about the ultimate insult of intelligence. Anyway, I won't start that rant again. But he went through a lot last year. He really did. And this is a kid who's a hero for the club. And all of a sudden was just treated poorly. So new lease of life for him. New lease of life for Geordie Hunter. Both of them championship winners. Both of them, as I said, great guys. And I think that they were two huge gets, without a doubt. They're gonna provide a lot for this team. As can be the case, however, a lot is going to depend on the imports, the other two imports, Joe Wieskamp and Matt Hurt. Now, can they get stops? We know they can score. Can they defend? That's the big question mark I've got over both of them. Can Matt Hurt defend the really powerful fours and fives in this league? Can Wieskamp defend the great twos and threes, the great wing guys that we've got, because we've got a whole host of them? They can score, but whether they can defend is a question mark for mine. I've liked what I've seen out of Malik Lewis. I think as a next star, he's looked really good in the early going. He's definitely got some talent. Tom Vodanovic was another one who is a guy that's a glue guy who does the dirty work and yet can score the ball. So he'll be a big pickup as well. This is going to go to one of two ways. You know, I think they're either going to be really, really good, or I think they're going to blow up, as in, you know, implode, not blow up, probably the other way. But that's, I think the talent is there, but a lot depends on the output of two of the three imports, not including Derek Walton Jr. at all. I think Derek Walton Jr. is a superstar. I think you just basically roll the ball out and tell him to go make plays and tell him to lead the team, and he'll do that. And I think Nathan Sobey's in an absolutely perfect situation. What we haven't seen in preseason, though, is a team that has a defensive identity, which is really strange considering Mike Kelly was an outstanding defender as a player. But at the moment, this group doesn't have a defensive identity for mine. They're a little bit soft, it seems to me, defensively at the moment. That can change. Again, preseason's one thing, regular season entirely different. My confidence level in them, I actually am probably a little higher on these guys than some people are. A lot of people have said Mitch Creek's gone. This team's not going to function. There's too many changes. I kind of disagree on that take. I mean, it wasn't a great season even with Mitch last year. So I'm probably about a 7 out of 10 for these guys. And I think they're an outside. If again, there are a few probably too many ifs in one respect, especially with what I've just described with the imports. But I do think there's capability there for them to at least reach the playoffs and maybe go, you know, pretty far once there.
Yeah, look, I think Maddie summed it up perfectly in the sense that the main concern for the Phoenix this season will be defense. And it's probably been that way now for a number of years, to be fair. How Sobey goes in there will be fascinating because, as Maddie said, like at his best, and if he's in the right position or not, like he's one of the best players in the league. And I think he showed that in patches last season. But just defensively, you know, that is a concern. And this team, as Maddie said, if they haven't shown it a defensive identity yet, it could come. I think Geordie Hunter, I think he can help him improve that. But as Maddie sort of said, a lot will come down to those two imports. How they play and how they perform, particularly on the defensive end, I think will define how far this team goes. Because I tend to agree with Maddie, they've had a lot of change, and you lose Mitch Creek, that's massive. But I still think there's enough talent on this team to at least feature anywhere. I've got them from fourth to missing out, and as Matt said, imploding. And as I alluded to in the opener, like big changes, even more changes coming. And I'm not talking about playing, I'm talking about front office stuff. And I think that's from the coach down. I think, you know, if this doesn't work for the Phoenix, because they've had a chance to get all the new this new cattle and really have a fresh start with some really quality players, as Maddie mentioned, led by Derek Walton Jr., who I think will have an outstanding season, and he'll be their glue guy. But if it goes wrong, then I think expect to see really big front office changes at the Phoenix that can't continue. In terms of my confidence levels, similar to what I described, I feel like it's a six, boring on a seven, but I'll say a six just because I think I don't know where the defense is going to come from compared to some of the other teams who I think will feature really high up the ladder, the Melbournes, the Perths, the Sydney. Like, you know, they're the three best teams, I feel like. And what stands out to those for those teams is, you know, they've got a defensive identity that they can defend, and they're proud of it. And I'm just not sure that this Phoenix team with so many new players can find that, particularly to compete against those top teams.
The Phoenix fall away again, where they may turn their attention to someone like Tommy Guerra and ask the question, well, this has happened on your watch. What are you going to bring to the table that's different? Do you think that he's on the hot seat a bit at all?
I don't know about Tommy. I think Tommy and Simon, Simon Mitchell, that is, friend of the program, by the way, I think they've actually, as I said before, I think they've done a terrific job in building this club or rebuilding the playing roster. I think the talent they brought in is pretty exceptional, and you know, and it's kind of the right talent in some respects. I just have a question mark over Pert and Wieskamp. even though Hurt's got a fantastic pedigree, I mean, this guy went to Duke University and was, productive there under Mike Krzyzewski. So they've certainly got decent pedigree, the pair of them, but and Walton's the kind of guy that's going to spread it around. It's more Mike Kelly for me that's on the hot seat. I mean, look, it wouldn't be the first time Mike's been let go. He doesn't have a great career record as a head coach. He had that one great year in Cairns, obviously, but and I really admire him. And I did say last week, he is one of my favorite people in basketball in this country. But I do, you got to be, real about it and say, look, if this doesn't work with the talent they've given him to work with, then his job could definitely be under threat. I could see that for sure.
Was that the backhouse stuff you were referring to, Matty Lake?
Yeah, and it's not so much obviously Simon's just come in and, but yeah, like some of the guys that are making or in the past previous to this season, there is definite pressure. There was pressure last season and it ramped up. Yeah, look, if it certainly goes, wrong again, or they don't get the job done and get to the finals again, then I think questions, fairly sort of have to be asked about that. But as Matty said, they've done a terrific job rebuilding with these players. I think that's going to give them a chance. It's just, as Matty said, the big question mark is defensively, can they get the job done?
I've just gotten Brisbane back on side, and now I've gone in on Tommy Greer and Simon Mitchell. I just wanted to ask the question, Matty McQuaid, of where things are at.
Actually, Simon, I mean, I love Tommy as well. I've known Tommy for years, but Simon's been on our program too.
Exactly. They're the last guys I want to be getting on side.
No one's immune from Mr. Julian Marcus, and we know that over a number of years.
Well, Brisbane. We actually have officially made up now, myself and the Brisbane Bullets. The approval did go through with the Queensland government, so I can't wait to get out to Boodle at some point this year. But
exactly.
For me, South East Melbourne are a team of unknowns and a team of opportunity. Their ceiling could be anything, but they're coming from a pretty low base. But one thing that I do know for sure, and that is Angus Glover, I think, is going to be a revelation this season, as has been mentioned. His performance in that preseason game against Melbourne alone was enough to tell you, but just look at this guy's career and the places he's been. I think he's found the right place for him. I know one thing's for sure. The Phoenix fans that night at the State Basketball Centre, they absolutely loved him. They had the autographs after the game for the players. He was a very popular man that night, and it was really his first introduction to the Phoenix fans in Melbourne. So I think there's going to be a lot of Glover number 5 singlets sold from the Phoenix this season. Can't wait to see them, to be honest with you. I think they're one of the true mysteries and what could be one of the stories of NBL 25.